supposed to have Mr. Ehrlichman for you now.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's on the line, sir.
Thank you. Hello, John?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, on this matter of the Jacobson thing,
yeah.
I think it's important that his client has gone back to...
Yeah, he's out in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Talked to Connolly a little while ago.
You talked to him, yeah.
Right, did you? And I sent him over a transcript of a phone conversation that I had just had with Kleindienst.
Yes.
There's some new facts that Connolly didn't have.
Yeah.
This fellow's partner is the one who wants state's evidence against him.
Yeah.
And so they apparently have a very solid case. The problem is that they are so close to indictment, and a great many people know about it.
Yeah.
And so Kleindy is perfectly willing to postpone it or do whatever he's asked to do, but he's afraid that there would be a disclosure.
What was Connolly's reaction?
Well, his reaction was, it just may be too late to do anything about it.
Yeah.
So I said, you read over this transcript, and then if there's anything you'd like me to do, I'm ready, willing, and able to do it.
That's the point, because our concern here is not Jacobson, but Connolly.
Sure.
And if Connolly feels we can do anything, why, we should do it.
Well, he couldn't see me. He had somebody apparently there.
Yeah.
So we'll
say he'd heat on it if necessary, but... you know what I mean, is that
I'll follow up tomorrow.
Yeah, but as I say, they lean very, very hard in his head. In other words, that we'll take his guidance on it.
Right, right.
Okay. All right, fine.
And then I'll let you know how it comes out.
Fine, John.
Okay.
Fine, thank you.